And welcome back to the weight loss section where Christian and I will burn some fat for you. We'll
chew some fat, man.
Stop the insanity. Remember that? Susan Powder from the night. Now,
I weirdly thought she was a sexy gal.
Oh, yeah?
The bald head and everything? Sure.
It's some people learned it. Now, if you're listening to this, you're probably 55 years younger than us, so you don't remember that. But there was a lady in the 90s, this real high energy bald gal, like blonde bald, bleach blonde bald, yeah, right?
Yep.
She would do infomercials and stuff. It was stop the insanity, and it was about losing weight. You know, stop the insanity of gaining weight. I'm guessing
It was like cycling. Yeah.
And she wound up getting in trouble for something. I think probably embezzlement or something.
No, I think it was embezzlement,
one of those, so. Yeah. Speaking of famous people who've lost weight, actor Chris Pratt.
Mm.
Now, he went from a lovable chubby goofball in the TV sitcom Parks and Recreation to a hot, chiseled leading man in children's comic book movies. And lots of folks were very impressed with this change, but not everyone.
Mm-hmm.
This is from Tumblr. There's a lot of weird glorification stuff about Chris Pratt losing weight and suddenly being hot. Like, he was hot before, except now he has better hair and makeup. People who does photo shoots with professionals who make people look their most attractive for a living. Like, it wasn't the weight loss that made him attractive. It was the combination of all that other stuff and the fact that he was already damn handsome before. Being skinnier / more muscular does not equal more attractive.
Mm.
So I love it when people try to, like, project these objective truths onto things like attraction, where they're like, oh, no, you're wrong. He wasn't more attractive. It was actually because he has maybe people disagree with that.
Yeah.
That's fine. There's no reason for you to... You can proffer your own opinion on that, but it would seem most people think he got more attractive when he got physically fit.
I gotta say, I don't think that Arnold Schwarzenegger's complete smoke show daughter would have accepted his marriage proposal when he was on Parks and Recreation. That's a weird connection then, isn't it?
Yeah. And also weird for you to say smoke show.
Oh. trying to up the lingo.
Now, aren't they like really weirdly religious too?
I know he is. He's
what the hell's that about?
I don't know. But he's like big into the JC. I don't know if he's a Mormon. He might be a Mormon. One of those.
His name is not. It's not Chris with like a Q. So I don't know.
It's one of those. Spelling. One of those weird like Uber. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. We do judge religious people.
Oh, for sure.
We haven't done a religious episode yet, have we?
I don't think I want to do that.
Atheism, which is opposite of religious, but we could easily do a Mormon episode, right?
Yeah.
Scientology. We'd get in a lot of heat for that one.
Yeah, we'd probably get a cease and desist.
Yeah.
I bet we would.
The Scientologists, people are very close to us.
That's what we just go to the state fair and interview.
Why don't we just do it in the courtyard of their facility?
Don't say facility. Mm. Well, yeah, that's what I guess that is.
Their grounds.
So a gal from Ireland turned to Reddit's relationship advice sub to get some clarity on a situation she was facing. Which was, can someone ask you to lose weight for their wedding? My friend is a personal trainer and got engaged to another personal trainer. All of their friends are from the gym they both work at. I've known her since we were both 5, and I'm not a personal trainer. I wear a UK size 14. That means.
Could be anything.
So I'm not obese, but I'm on the larger size. But I'm very comfortable with who I am. Tonight she called me with the best news. Her fiancé and her are putting together a great workout and meal plan together for me. She was so excited, like she was doing me a favor. They said they'd figure if I drop 2 stone, which is roughly 30 pounds, the wedding pictures will be more symmetric. I wasn't even sure what to say, so I just hung up and haven't responded since. I've never asked for help, and I've never mentioned wanting to lose weight, and they both took it upon themselves to help me. So she then went on to add that while she was obviously going to opt out of being maid of honor, she wasn't even sure if she wanted to attend the wedding anymore and ask other users if they thought that the bride's suggestion were reasonable.
Yeah.
And the overwhelming response was a resounding no.
Yeah. I'm not surprised by the lack of tact from these disgusting bog creatures, but the idea of like an Irish personal trainer It's very bizarre. Like, usually these pigs just, like, pound whiskey and potatoes all day. Like, a personal trainer with the world's worst human beings. Pretty, I like it.
I gotta look into this now. Let's find a YouTube video.
Extremely
or
redheaded, freckled fucking freak.
Just ripped.
So an admin of a Facebook group dedicated to body positivity added this to the group's pinned post.
Okay.
We realize that bodies change due to age, illness, etc. We get bigger and smaller, often unintentionally. However, intentional weight loss and diet talk are never appropriate for this group, even under the guise of body positive weight loss. If you are concerned a post you want to make goes against the group's stance on intentional weight loss, please PM an admins first. So a gal responded, "Dear admins, thank you for the labor, emotional and intellectual, to create and maintain this space. You are amazing."
Intentional weight loss is bad?
Is very bad. You will get banned for posting about that on this group, on the body positivity group.
Wow.
So again, that's a great preview for fat acceptance and body positivity that we will be talking about in the future.
That is nightmarish.
Yeah.
Wow.
That group of folks is some of the more insane type of folks online, as we will see here relatively soon.
Looking forward to it. I'm still trying to wrap my head around.
Oh, you'll see.
Okay.
You'll see. All right.
Reddit user Fat Nerd Girl went to R off my chest to share her current situation. "I'm too fat to go to San Diego Comic-Con, anxious, depressed, and humbled by my limitations. I bought tickets in March and was incredibly excited. It was motivation to get my life back in order. I've lost 30 pounds, but it wasn't enough. I can still barely get around, and I'm too embarrassed to be a 300-pound woman on a scooter.
Oof.
I haven't left my house in over a year. I really wanted to go. I feel like I want to cry, but tears are stuck. I've already spent $200 on the badge and $650 on a non-refundable hotel deposit.
What?
I hate myself so much right now. Please, no fat hate. I hate myself enough today. I made poor choices, and my body can't support me. I wasted money, and I suck." So I was, you know, I wanted to see what the silver lining of this was, so I went back through her post history, and this is literally the only thing she's ever posted to Reddit. So it's pretty sad.
She sounds like she'd be the healthiest person out of San Diego Comic-Con. Just giant 300 pounds, could barely move around on a scooter. $650 for a hotel deposit.
Non-refundable.
What the fuck is that? That sucks.
Well,
that stinks.
She was going for the whole if it's a 7-day thing, she was going.
Yeah, oof.
But even then, not. If I call someplace and it's a non, okay, see ya. I'll go, what, car rental or something?
Non-refundable deposit.
$650. So that's not even, that's just a deposit. So that's not even the total. Whew. Mama mia.
Good. You know what? Good. Let's block these people from doing things. I don't care. So some folks got into a bit of a heated argument on a Facebook group about weight loss. A gentleman suggested that the best way to lose weight was to count calories.
Sure.
Well, that's all fine and dandy, except this curveball was thrown at him by some lady. Calories don't exist. Whoa. There are units to measure the raising of water temperature under specific atmospheric conditions. Okay. What that has to do with food or our bodies is beyond me.
Okay.
So our OP responds, calories are a measure of units of energy. They do exist. And so our lady responded with, not in the human body, they don't. Show me a calorie in food. It doesn't exist. It's like saying there's 5 ounces of food in your food.
Okay.
So show me a calorie in food is like show me a volt in batteries.
Uh-huh.
Or a... show me a Fahrenheit in the oven.
Yeah, this lady just straight up does not believe in units of measurement whatsoever.
Sounds like someone that we've actually talked about on the show before, if you recall correctly. We had a gal in some earlier episode that thought units of measurement were problematic, right?
Yeah.
Maybe that's where she's coming from. Yeah, this is one of those.
She has like the textbook like how calories are measured.
Like, yes.
But so, not the, but like, that she's not going back to be like.
Some people are like, they read so much into it that they go into this real stupid realm. She like read what a calorie was, and like normally that should be good enough. If someone actually goes through that, you're like, oh wow, they're learned. This person's like, oh no. I'm gonna read that and then go a whole wildly stupid direction with it. Yeah. Calories don't exist.
Oh, wow. If only.
It's like saying time doesn't exist or something. It's like, well, you can't see a minute. So you don't age? Like, that's her theory. Yeah, sure. Is like, because this measurement, you can't physically measure.
Meanwhile, she's lighting a candle with her photo wrapped around it.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Under the waning moon.
Whatever that means. Which one's waxing?
You know what? I'm not sure. I think it's because it involves a candle.
Okay.
That's waxing.
So a gal named Renee turned to Yahoo Answers, which is obviously the best place online to get advice, to ask, does losing weight make you shorter? My name is Renee and I'm 25. I went from 312 pounds to 165, which is my goal weight. I accomplished this by joining Weight Watchers and going to Planet Fitness 3 times a week. So many people comment that I'm shrinking. I did recently have a physical and I went from 5'4.5" to 5'3" even. I lost exactly 1.5 inches. When I asked my doctor, he had no explanation. I was wondering if squats make you shorter. I was worried about my new body that I did squats with added weights and lunges, and then I read an article that said they can make you shorter by doing something to your spine. Has anyone else experienced this? I'm kind of scared. And here's the top answer. Well, first of all, great job on your weight lose. Second, sometimes losing weight does make a bit shorter. My buddy Greg, he was 370 pounds and 5'7". Now he's 200 pounds and he is 5'5.5".
5'7"?
370 pounds. His doctor told him that when you're fat, your muscles work. They're harder to keep you up. Now the muscles don't feel as much weight on them. Your muscles relax a bit. Yes, it sounds unbelievable, but it's true. Hope this helps. P.S. Again, great job on your weight loss.
So that guy was shaped like a clown from Spawn. Yeah. This is an interesting problem because, like, now you personally, you were at one point 5'10", 160, and now you're 5'8", 240.
Yeah, something's going on.
So
5'8", you're just...
Well, now...
Hold on.
So you kind of went the opposite way, which I think is very interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
My muscles aren't working as hard, according to this guy's theory.
You're just, your body's just, gravity's just taking you down. So, yeah, I don't.
So your muscles, when you're fatter, your muscles work harder.
Uh-huh.
Which somehow holds you up erect more.
Yeah, 5'7", 370. Oof. Maron.
Tuna can.
Yikes. Similar smells too. Once you open both of them. So someone posted a clip from My 600-Pound Life on Facebook, the reality show about big fat people.
Sure.
And a gentleman added this comment. That's a damn shame. Anybody sit up on their fat ass and eat like a glutton hog? Getting link and looking this big fat and nasty. Get carrots, celery, drink nothing but water, sew up her mouth so she can't eat. Oh. This is just disgusting.
Okay. Is that not literally one of the murders that occurred in the movie Seven? Was the guy?
Yeah. I just like the idea that this guy's like never heard of this show before in his life. Just like watching it like, what the fuck is this? This is a big fat woman. What is she doing?
So eat carrots and celery, but also soap your mouth so that you can't eat. Right?
Yeah, what are we going to do about that, bud? Which one is it?
Hey, coffee enema.
You just shove carrots.
Blend it all.
Just shove carrots in your ass, and that solves a lot of problems. It's pleasure and pain, and
a little bit of nutrition.
The combination of both is what's really good for you.
So you were talking about intermittent fasting earlier at the beginning of last episode. So
wow, okay.
Much earlier.
That was a long time ago.
So that's a relatively new fad in weight loss where you restrict food intake for up to 20 hours at a time and only eat at certain times during the day.
Sure, yeah.
My coworker does it. He does a 16-8 split. So basically he does not eat while he's at work. Insane to me. So
wow, that's tricky. Well, I guess, what do I do? I guess I do kind of the same thing. I don't eat, I never really ate breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And I eat at night when I'm at normal dinner time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't eat till noon the next day. I guess that's kind of the same idea, right?
Yeah.
Similar. I don't think about it.
Yeah. So you're going, what, noon to?
Six.
Wow. That's a pretty good clip. Yeah.
But I only eat I only eat two meals.
Yeah, but then you're going, so you're like every, yeah, so then you have
pretty much the same as with this guy,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you're 18 hours off, yeah. Well, I mean, if it works, it works. I would.
What about when you throw a whole bunch of beers in there as well?
Well, you do break your fast.
Also, that's how I wake up every morning is just pound six beers and head to work, as I'm sure your coworker does, as everyone else does.
It's fine. It's normal.
It's not even worth mentioning. It's so normal.
So I guess it works for some people, but this fellow was having a little bit of issue with it. His title is his post is titled "Blackouts Fainting While Fasting."
Mm.
Hi, I've been doing intermittent fasting regularly for almost 5 months. I've lost quite a bit of weight, but for the last couple of weeks, I've been feeling potential blackouts whenever I get up quickly from a lying position. Moreover, last week I had a full blown blackout. What happened is I got up quickly, and after a few seconds, I felt dizzy and blacked out. It occurred about 20 to 25 seconds max. But when I regained consciousness, I was sitting in a chair. Apparently, someone saw me and made me sit before I could fall to the ground. I have upped my calorie intake from that day onwards, and my weight loss has stalled since then. I've avoided sugar of any kind for the last 4 months, even the fruits. No fruits. I've noticed that my hemoglobin has dropped from 1.8 to 1.5, and the normal range is 12 to 14.5. But I think the main reason now is that my low blood pressure, which nowadays is around 95 over 58, I've lost the appetite for salt. Does anybody know what I can do to get rid of these blackouts and start my deficit diet to lose weight? And most every response to this was, go see a doctor and you need to eat more.
Yeah, it sounds pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a like an eating disorder sort of thing, it seems like, more to me. So rather than intermittent fasting.
Yeah, I don't think the intermittent fasting has anything to do with it.
No.
It's also weird to see someone blacking out that's not alcohol related. I didn't know that was a I don't know you could
oh,
do
sure.
that.
Oh, sure. Yeah, okay. Your blood sugar gets low and stuff, sure.
Never
And this
been
guy's
there.
Blood sugar is well below the normal range, so.
Never had that issue.
What, blacking out from
blood
drinking?
Blood sugar. Well, so a lady shared the news on Facebook that she's reached her first goal weight.
Great.
And furthermore, she has another 30 pounds to go for her next goal. Well, a dear friend of hers commented on that. I guess Chad is cheating on me from someone from Weston Jimmy John's, and that is why they will not hire me back. Congrats on the weight loss. So.
Man, we've had some grim posts on here, but that is just... Oof.
Chad, which is perfect.
Sure.
Fucking someone from a different Jimmy John's.
So they won't hire me back because... Oh, my God.
Because Chad is fucking someone
why?
Else from
this me? Is... This is... It is a certain kind of people that will... Because I see it all the time. Like, people will, like, comment on somebody's status and, like, throw their own shit in and then be like, happy birthday. Like, yeah. Came home last night and my cat had hung itself on the Christmas decorations. It was real shock. Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy Hanukkah. Yeah, I don't, it's people who think there's maximum four of the people on the internet.
Nobody can see this, right? It's a person. They think it's a text message. That's what it is. They think it's.
It's very boomer energy as a phrase.
Like the people I see doing it are like
That's the thing. Yeah, these are not those types of people. We're seeing a lot of that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the internet was supposed to be bring everyone close together, and I think they're kind of doing that in some regard, aren't they?
I guess. It's how we found one another, right? All right. So I found this on a Facebook page called Body Positivity Memes.
Great.
And it's a meme that says, looking at myself while trying on bathing suits, and then the image underneath is of Leslie Knope from Parks and Recreation saying, oh, this is bad. But it has been edited by the owner of this page to read, looking at all the people claiming to be body positive while promoting weight loss. So that's kind of, that's fun, right?
You think so? Okay.
So there's a lot more info added by the page owner in the Facebook caption. She goes on to say, so why can't you promote weight loss and be body positive? There is a difference between losing weight and promoting losing weight. Do what you want with your body, but if you are encouraging weight loss, you aren't body positive. Weight loss does not mean health, and health does not mean you need to lose weight. Implementing 4 healthy habits lowered mortality rates, regardless of whether you lose weight or not. Body positivity is a safe place free from discussing health. In body positivity, you are worthy of love and respect regardless of whether you're healthy or not. The reason why it's a safe place is because healthy conversations infiltrate every single area of our lives. That's because of diet culture. Also, the idea that health is a choice and not a privilege is really ableist. That's all for now, because I'm starting my weekend. Bye! Again, it's like... This seems like such an apples and oranges, or like, not even apples and oranges, like orange and nectarine. Like, these two things could coexist, and yet these sure. body positive folks decide that they... No.
Yeah, they decided that intentional weight loss is bad. Because the idea is, like, you have to accept your body, but the idea that you can be body positive about your body only if you're not losing weight. If you're losing weight, that means you hate your body.
That is bizarre.
Which is insane.
Completely bizarre logic to me. I love somebody that goes and takes a meme, because this lady took the meme and like did the cross out in like another app, put the text over top, and then put her own watermark over top of the other person's watermark.
That's good. That's alpha. So there was a thread on Reddit that was about an invasive fish species.
Okay.
Now, all right. So far, that's nothing to do with dieting, weight loss. And a user added a joking comment about how humans are actually kind of like an invasive species as well, you know? Then someone else said, yeah, but it's not like we just sit around eating and getting fatter and fatter. Oh, wait. So a little bit of a commentary on Got society. Him. Well... That's when another guy popped in, and he added this to that comment. Some of us, maybe. I recently discovered our keto and have completely changed my life around. Since my divorce, I lost my family fortune to Bitcoin.
Oh!
I decided to get in shape, and let me tell you, my new girlfriend is a decade younger than my ex-wife and much better with my daughter because they relate so much better. Anyway, I'm very conscious about my diet, and making blanket statements about fat Americans is pretty negligent. Look at the individual, not the national average. PM me if you want to change your eating habits.
So this is a guy who has based his entire life off of sidebar ads that he sees on Facebook. Like, it's just like...
Lost family fortune to Bitcoin.
Yep. Clicked on that link and...
Now he's dating a girl that's the same age as his daughter. And
yeah, that's right. How close in age if they get along?
You don't want to know. You don't. You just God don't damn. Want to know. Feel like even if they were the same age, they shouldn't be close. Like, yeah, there's other issues involved, not just age. That there
lost my family fortune a bit. That's a dark.
It also just completely pissed off the idea of someone saying fat American. So great.
All right, so someone went to Quora, the base of all knowledge, get some more information on a rather novel way to shed some pounds. Is there a safe way to induce long-term diarrhea in order to lose weight? If so, how? So a gentleman named David Urquhart has an answer. I fear that Quora could lose its integrity by refusing to answer questions that we are worried about. I'm talking about the integrity of the site, at first and foremost about answers to questions. That we have a caring community here is clear, but if we don't answer questions, it can't help anyone. A supermarket that won't stock unhealthy food stops being a supermarket and becomes a less popular health food shop. That's his analogy. In this case, the question is not, would it be wise to try to lose weight by inducing diarrhea? So here's my best effort to answer the question. The obvious mechanism is to take laxatives. That's medication normally used to help people who are constipated. My understanding is that they can cause diarrhea if used otherwise. However, please note, if you want to do something unusual to your body, it's smart to get a doctor to supervise in some capacity. I once had a bodybuilder friend who wanted to take steroids, and he knew all about the dangers but nevertheless wanted to use them. What he did was he found a doctor who would help him understand what he was doing and monitor his health. He wanted maximum effect with minimum high impact. So he took small doses in controlled cycles for so many weeks. It was illegal, stupid, etc., but also heaps safer than what guys were doing in gym changing rooms. So I'm not really sure how this analogy with his friend bodybuilder using some quack doctor to prescribe steroids is equal to making yourself shit almost constantly, but...
Find a doctor who will do unusual things, which we all know to mean extremely, wildly illegal. Yeah. Yeah, doctor just saying, yeah, just eat all the fucking laxatives you want. Who gives a shit? Oh, here's steroids. Yeah, you want to be real strong? Great. I have up for you right here.
With my dealings with doctors and any concern I've had, they've both mostly just been like, you're fine.
Yeah, you won't die probably. Yeah. So who gives a shit?
Who cares?
Yeah, I appreciate it. It's worth the $900 a month in healthcare. Everyone pays for a doctor to say whatever, whoever the fuck you want, dude. So Lack Power, gentlemen, posted this called "Easy Tip for Weight Loss" onto the subreddit "Weight Loss Advice."
Okay,
seems like a pretty good spot if you want to learn how to lose weight.
Well,
drink room temperature water instead of cold water. Room temperature water allows our bodies to rehydrate more quickly and is ultimately better for weight loss. Trust me, it helps more than you'd think. If you want to shed all those pounds, just
drink warm
water that's slightly warmer than cold water.
Cannot believe that it would rehydrate your body better. Cannot do.
It's just as wet as the other stuff, right?
Well, I'm trying to think, because if you put extremely cold water into your body would have to expend energy to bring it up to temperature.
So that seems good, right?
So it would seem like drinking extremely cold water would do more.
Yes.
Now, what if drinking urine? What's that? Did you find any urine therapy?
Couldn't hurt. What about drinking boiling water? Is that the same thing? You'll lose pounds because your stomach will dissolve.
Lose flesh, too. All right. We did a whole show devoted to the happiest place on Earth. That's episode 48 of Views, for those of you new to the podcast. Mm-hmm.
Disney World, I believe it's called.
And Disney World is known for accommodating all sorts of folks of all shapes and sizes, but Reddit user Radio Jared ran into a little snag during his visit. From the Walt Disney World subreddit, ideas to help this big boy ride Flight of Passage. Flight of Passage is an Avatar 3D experience. So I'm a good-sized guy, 6 foot and around 3'10". I'm at Disney this week, and I understand that Flight of Passage has some size restrictions. I have a fast pass for Flight of Passage on Wednesday, and today I was at Animal Kingdom and decided it would be a good idea to check the test seat out front. I hopped in just fine, not uncomfortable in pain at all. The cast member who was helping me said I was just in the red zone, maybe by less than an inch. He said it was incredibly close. He had me straighten up my back and lift my heels to see if we could close the gap, but it was a no-go. He showed me on the green-red chart where I was, and I was so close, but still in the red. Now I realize there's not going to be any safe way to drop significant weight in the next 3 days, but I can try to get in better shape for my next trip whenever that is. Given how extremely close I was, are there any tips or tricks I might be able to implement me to get in? I still plan to use my FastPass on Wednesday. The cast member suggested that since I have a FastPass, I should try it again anyway. If it doesn't work out, they can give me a free FastPass for anything else that day. I just hit mate that I might miss out on Flight of Passage by literally less than an inch, you know? So this guy wants to try to squeeze in to the Avatar ride at Disney. So here's a couple suggestions from some fellow Mouseketeers. Keto, look it up. During the induction phase, you drop significant amounts of weight, especially if you're considerably overweight to begin with. Eat bacon, lose weight. It sounds crazy, but it works. The guy's there for 3 days.
Yeah. Keto diet for that.
Yeah.
For
so the guy just goes to like the Grand Hotel and just a plate of bacon. Just keep him coming. All right, so here's another one. You could lose a fairly significant amount of weight in 3 days, eat 1,200 calories a day, and walk as much as possible. You'd be surprised by how much weight you can drop and just how quickly. Last time I was there, I lost a ton of weight, but I ate salads without dressing and didn't have desserts.
Awful.
Love to go to Disney just eat salad.
Just eat the shittiest, warmest romaine lettuce they've had sitting around for God knows how long.
And then the last suggestion here is, as a woman, shapewear comes to mind. It may compress you just enough to get you on the ride. I wouldn't want to wear it all day, but it definitely cuts an inch or more. You may just have to get it in the women's section. But even Walmart and Target have shapewear that may get you just in the right size. So
that seems
take
like
your big not fat the... ass over to Walmart and get some Spanx.
Doesn't seem like the best thing to do. No. Yeah, it doesn't like make your fat body disappear. Like you're still gonna have trouble getting on the ride. Now you're a rotund Disney guy. Like, have you had any issues with that? Like,
no.
Have you gone on the Avatar ride?
I didn't go on that one, no, because the fast passes always sell out, and they like first thing when they come up. And the last time we were there, the wait for it was 97 minutes. So I was like,
my oldest daughter, that's her favorite ride there, and last time she went, she said it was a 3-hour wait.
That's insane.
Which. No.
There's so much other stuff.
Don't know what she's doing for that time. That's insane to me. This will be our last post, and it's regarding keto. Great. This is posted onto the subreddit R Conspiracy Theories.
Great.
The keto diet is being pushed by major agribusinesses. And honestly, it's a pretty long post about that. I'm just going to skip over it. The title sort of says it all. Let's get to some of these comments, people responding.
Okay.
So about keto being pushed by all these big men. DM021712 responds, or maybe most people are fat and keto works. And based on some of what you said, you have no idea what a keto diet entails.
Mm-hmm.
And a guy named 99 Killaway responds to that, or maybe you're a fucking tool.
Great.
Keto is cigarette science backed by bullshit. It's supported by an industry that earns billions. It's commercialized, it's unhealthy, and there's a ton of cash involved. Idiots getting tricked into following a diet that's not healthy for them while thinking they're somehow enlightened is one of the most hilarious and saddest things ever, all while covering their ears and pretending they're not part of a systemic problem of companies selling things to people who don't need what they're selling. The keto market is huge and is going to make a lot of rich people way, way richer. Oh, also, Summoner1988 responds to the original post. It's the other way around. The low fat diet was being pushed by corporations.
God, so nobody can get on the same page with this shit, huh?
Everything is controlled by someone, which is probably true.
Sure.
But yeah, that's the thing. It's like
they want to keep us fat. No, they want to keep us thin.
Yeah, they like the keto diet is all about meat. I mean, we've seen this before. I remember in the vegan episode, I think it was the same sort of thing where someone's like, vegans are being controlled. The vegan diet is a, you know, massive conspiracy. And then someone said, well, actually, the meat diet is a massive conspiracy. And you realize there's no conspiracy. It's just giant companies trying to make lots of money.
Right.
That's all it is.
Yeah. I mean, the whole, God, I could go on and on about it because even like the whole meatless shit is still just another way to like, it's not pandering to anybody. It's not like we heard that the vegetarians wanted a thing that tasted like, no, they don't. They don't give a shit. Like nobody wants that. Yeah.
It's just another big giant company making money doing the same stuff. And then soon they're going to get to the point where they're big enough where they'll be causing so many other, you know, carbon footprint problems. And all these companies are also big giant meat companies are producing organic stuff, and you buy that and you're still supporting the same company. Money's still going towards the non-organic stuff. And yeah,
but you feel better about it.
Yeah, you feel better about it. Who cares? You saved one dumbass worthless chicken's life. Some asshole fucking chicken that deserved to die. for not repenting to God.
Okay.
All right. So that's about it. Thanks, everyone. Hey, submit your weight loss story. Let's get some before and after pictures, huh? No, we don't want them. All right.
What the hell is that? That's so bizarre. Don't do that stuff.
Bye.